The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the pasuk. The pasuk says, talking about Trumas Arisa, "Es l'man tumah liyoros Hashem lakecha kol hayomim elu shabbosos b'yomim tayvim." And the Gemara understands that this pasuk is being mechadish that one should take off Trumas Arisa even on Shabbos and Yontif, and you shouldn't refrain from Einik Shabbos because of the Isser of taking off Trumas Arisa. So somehow this pasuk is coming to be mechadish. There's some type of heter to take off Trumas Arisa even on Shabbos and Yontov. And the Gemara is bothered with what exactly is the Chiddush of the Pasuk, what is it that I would think is Aser that the Pasuk is telling me that I'm allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Ilay Melas Siri Mechel, if the Pasuk is telling me that I'm allowed to take off Maaser on Shabbos and I'm allowed to eat it, Zaktabar, you can't say that because it's Tichkra Lemishri Total Darabanan. Do I need a Pasuk to tell me that Total Darabanan is Mutter? And therefore the Gemara says, ends up saying it's coming for something else. And the Gemara is saying that it's Pashut, the Pasuk is not coming to tell me that I'm allowed to take up Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov, because the whole list of Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov is only Midarabanan. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to do something which is also Midarabanan. On a Dry Siddiq level, there's no problem with taking off Trumas HaMaisis, and therefore I would not need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Mutter, so it must be coming for a different din. But Rabbi Kivego Evangelion Hashas is very bothered with the Lashon of the Gemara, and the Gemara says that it can't be that the Pasuk is coming to tell me that I can take off Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov because it's only Asa Midarabanan. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, of the Gemara is, it's Tichkra L'Mishri Tiltal Darabanan. Do I need a Pasuk to tell me that Tiltal Darabanan is Mutter, that Muktz is Yelada Yimitalto, something which is Muktzah Midarabanan on Shabbos? I don't need a Pasuk for that. So, in fact, Rabbi Kivego, why is the Gemara using the Lashon of Tiltal Darabanan? Tiltal is not the Isser of taking off Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov. The Isser is Misakin money. You're being Misakin. It's Nirka Misakin. You're being Misakin. When you take off Trumas HaMaisis, you're being Misakin. That is the Isser, which is true, is only Asa Midarabanan. And that's the Isser which the Gemara should say, it's to call the Mishri Misakin Midarabanan. Do I need a Pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to do something which is only Asa Midarabanan, Mishri Misakin? But Muktzah Man Dacha Shemei. Why are we bringing up Muktzah over here? L'chai, this has nothing to do with Muktzah. Why are we mentioning Muktzah and Tiltal Darabanan? That's Rabbi Kivego's kasha, and he blabs shver over here. And I saw a very nice text from Rav Avraham Elia Kaplan Zatzal in his Sefer Divrei Talmud, and I just want to say over what he says, just a brief word about who Rav Avraham Elia Kaplan was. Rav Avraham Elia was a person who was from the Bechirei Yeshiva Slabodka in Europe. He was from the Iluyim, the biggest Iluyim in the Yeshiva in Slabodka, very chashev a person, and at the same time, he was not only a tremendous Iluy, but he was also had a very poetic soul. He was a poet, he used to write songs, he was very musical, very fascinating person who wrote extensively about all different inyanim, lamdas, halacha, mechkar, and poetry. Eventually, he became the reshiva of the Berlin Seminary for Rabbanim, the Beis Hamidrash Rabbanim in Berlin, and he really brought over the Torah of Litta to Germany. He was very influential over there in the yeshiva, and unfortunately he died very young, in his 30s, and he was not able to finish many of the great things that he wanted to do. Just to give you a little example of his combination of his ge'ainus and his poetry, they say over that at the Shev Brachos of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Rabbi Aaron every night said over a different shtickel Torah, beautiful pilpul, Yilusha pilpul, kayadua, how Rabbi Aaron would say shtickel Torah, and Rabbi Aaron's shtickels are very, very difficult to follow, very complex, and a lot of cheshbon. And Avraham Elia Kaplan was there, he was mishnata from the Shev Brachos, and as soon as Rabbi Aaron finished saying his pilpul, Avraham Elia got up and he said over the whole pilpul in rhyme. He said it as a gramen while he was playing the violin. That was his ga'inus. He was able to chap the whole shir, say it over right away in the form of gramen with rhymes while he's playing the violin. That was his ga'inus and his kishin. And he actually had a new mahalach halimah that he wanted to make, which he writes about in the Sefer Divrei Talmud. And again, he was not zeichet to be mashalmit because he was nifta very young. But there's a shikl over there, and it's really sort of a tshuva la'alacha, but b'seich ha'dvarim, he talks about our sugi over here, he talks about Kveger's kash, and he basically says like this. He says that the if you look in the Mishnah in Be'ah, when the Mishnah talks about not taking off Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov, the lashon of the Mishnah is Ein Magbiyin Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov. You can't be Magbiya the Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov. And he's bothered with this lashon Magbiya. Magbiya means to pick up, to lift. Why don't we use the lashon like we usually do of Ein Mafrishin? You can't be Mafish Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov. Why the stress on the Hagbah and picking it up? And he wants to say, based on other rayas, that it's mashal over here that the real isser, or one of the isserim of taking off Trumas HaMaisis on Yom Tov, is an isser of Tiltal. There's an isser of Muktzah involved. Why is it Muktzah? The being that it's not, whatever you're doing, the fact you're picking it up and taking it or giving it is not Letzarech HaAdam. You don't really need it. You don't want it. You're only doing it because of a mitzvah. If the whole Tiltal is only coming Machmas a mitzvah, but not Letzarech HaAdam, that is an element of Muktzah, and that is a type of Muktzah the Chazal Asir, and therefore, Ein Magbiyin, even when you get around a case of misakin money. Even if for some reason there is no isser misakin money, you're always going to have this isser mukta bein magbin when it comes to trumas and maisis as well. And if he wants to say that would answer Bikvegas Kash over here. That's why the Gemara says it's techa the mishrei total darabanan. It's referring to that isser darabanan of mukta because it's not a total tzarich adam. And the reason why the Gemara doesn't say it's techa the mishrei misakin mana is because there's no havamin in the world that you need a pasuk to be matter the isser misakin. Misakin is a straight out isser darabanan. Of course, you don't need a pasuk to be matter misakin. There's not even a havamina that the Gemara needs to bavarn. But when it comes to mukta, this or mukta, there is a mandama. The mukta is the raisa. So maybe you would say that yeah, you need the pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to be over on the isa mukta the raisa. Kamashman, the zok Gemara, even that you don't need a pasuk for because this type of mukta, this unique mukta, that it's not letzarech adam. It's because of the mitzvah, because of the din, is not asa midaraisa l'chuliyama, and I don't need a pasuk to be matter that type of tiltal. And that's how he answered Bikvegas Kasha. That's why the Hadgasha is Yitzchakal and Mishri Titl Darbanan, because the Taka is an Issa Darbanan of Muktzah, but Misak and Mana, there'd be no Havamina, there would be, you would need a Pasuk for that, and that's why the Gemara doesn't mention it.